I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Mitch Garve is back from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, where even if you're not a skier, you'll find plenty of things to see and do.
Steve, of course, Steamboat is known for their skiing, and of course, they have the snowshoeing and the sledding. They have the world's longest half pipe if you're into snowboarding. But it's also, you have to remember, this is an Old West town. There's a book written about Steamboat called Where the Old West Stayed Young. A lot of people don't know this, but this is Butch Cassidy and Sundance country. They also have a great Indian lore with the Strawberry Park's hot springs, which were just spectacular. Very nice, relaxing, and soothing hot springs in the middle of nowhere, but it's only 6 miles out of town.
Steamboat takes its name from the old French coureur de bois from the Hudson's Bay Company, doesn't it?
That's true, Willem. The name came from a geyser that was there right in the center of town. Now, unfortunately, this geyser was destroyed when they built the railroads, but when the coureur de bois from the Hudson's Bay Company came to town about 150 years ago, this geyser sounded like a steamboat, so they called it Steamboat Springs. Now, Steamboat is a very nice small town, but it's very easy to get around in. It may be a little laid out, but you can either take the Steamboat Springs Transport, which are free buses, or the Alpine taxis, which are very reasonable. Now, something that a lot of people don't know, more Olympians come out of Steamboat Springs than any one town in the United States.
That's incredible.
And the funniest thing I've ever heard, the workers in Steamboat Springs mostly have a clause in their contract. Now, you have to understand, this is a place where everybody skis. So if the weather report says that they're getting 6 inches of powder overnight, well, everyone gets to take the day off and go up on the slopes.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report with Mitch Garvis back from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, where he took in some world-class skiing.
Steve, I rolled out of bed the first morning that I was in Steamboat, and I fell into the gondola. My hotel was really at the foot of the slopes, and I went up. I was a beginner skier, but that didn't matter because they have skiing for all levels there. So I went up with an instructor who had me skiing like a pro in no time. That, by the way, doesn't mean that I should have been attacking the double black diamond mountain slopes that they have, but they have something for all levels of skiing.
There are four levels of ski slope, aren't there?
Well, that's right, Willem. They have the green, which were my favorite slopes, which are the easy slopes from the top.
For beginners, yes.
That's right. Then they have the blue slopes, which are a little closer to intermediate, which I did attack the first and last day that I was there. Then they have the black diamonds. This is not for me. Something like a 60-foot incline.
60 degrees, yes.
This was really a dangerous slope for me to be on. But if you're a more advanced skier, this is a lot of fun, very challenging. I, of course, looked like a projectile coming down it. Then we hit the chute. The chute goes from the top of the mountain, and oh my God, the chute is a double black diamond. This is meant for stupid people.
You did not go on that, did you?
I looked at it and fainted and was taken down by the ski patrol because this is not for normal people.
Very scary.
I would have very happily rappelled down it if they had a rope for me, but this is a dangerous slope. Had a lot of fun. Stick to the green, stick to the blue, ski to your level, and you're going to have a lot of fun in Steamboat.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been an Ascor Marketing Production.